AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where Pope Francis arrives this afternoon after a visit to Cuba. President Obama will be at the airport to greet him. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says the president looks on the Pope as a kindred spirit, despite their clear disagreement on abortion and gay marriage.
There is so much about what Pope Francis has to say that is inclusive and that reflects the personal commitment that Pope Francis has to a wide range of issues, particularly when it comes to social justice.
Obama will be at Andrews Air Force Base to welcome Francis when he arrives from Cuba. However, Earnest says their Oval Office talks Wednesday are not a bid to capitalize politically on the Pontiff's presence, just a genuine expression of this country's affection. Mark Smith at the White House.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is ending his Republican presidential campaign and calling on others to quit, too, so somebody can emerge to take down GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
Scott Walker says the run for the GOP nomination has drifted into personal attacks instead of discussing how to improve the country. In a brief statement, he says he's leaving the race so a positive conservative message can rise to the top of the field. And he's urged others to do the same so voters have a smaller number of candidates who, in his words, can offer a positive conservative alternative to the current frontrunner.
Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis has been altering marriage license forms issued to gay couples. The new licenses say they're being issued pursuant to a federal court order. Davis went to jail for several days for refusing to give licenses to same-sex couples. Now the ACLU is questioning whether the altered forms are valid. More than 1,000 homes destroyed now in the California wildfires, and the numbers may go higher as they continue to assess the Lake County area north of San Francisco. This is AP Radio News. Who knew Carly Fiorina could sing? She's the latest Republican presidential candidate to show up on late-night TV last night, offering to sing a song about her lazy dog Snickers on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want me to hum a bar, too?
Yeah, we always have microphones ready to go. Again, you don't have to do
okay,
any of this.
Okay, well, let's see. This is a song in four verses. I'll only give you one, all right? All right, you ready?
Well, I'll give you
okay, we ready? Yeah. Wait, maybe we can clap along.
Are you sure? Yeah, sure.
All right, ready?
My name's Snick, and I'm lazy. Please don't take a walk with me. I'd rather stay right here at home instead. I want to lie back down in my nice warm bed. My name's Snick, and you're gonna have to carry me.
Carly Fiorina with Jimmy Fallon. Gas prices are still falling. It's $2.28 a gallon this morning. That's down 34 cents in a month, according to the AAA. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.